please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Europe. What happened? Well, let's go. Yes, look at this from Darkwing Duck News. It says Greenland row, German military ends short deployment. It says Germany is pulling its troops out of Greenland after a very brief assessment mission. The withdrawal comes amid President Donald Trump's tariff threats and his claims that Greenland should belong to the U.S. Followed Darkwing. Okay. Yeah, Germany, what the fuck are you doing sending 15 cocksuckers over there? Yeah, was there a fucking Muslim penis over there? What the fuck happened to Germany? Germany used to be the great white hope. Yeah, all the Nazi stuff, and look at you guys now. Now you're inundated with fucking Muslims, all these fucking immigrants raping all your women and all this bullshit. Yeah, ain't that funny that Israel, or the Jews I should say, they made you crave the BBC? Yeah, it's not fucking the British Broadcasting Company. I'm talking about Big Black Cock. Enjoy. Yes, I guess everyone in the region is doing their pearl clutching. Look at here. It says, Norway prepares for property requisition in wartime. Oh yes, it looks like the Norwegian government is going to steal their shit. Fun times indeed. Thousands of Norwegians were to receive letters on Monday from the military informing them that their homes, vehicles, boats, and machinery may be requisitioned in events of war. Yeah, the Norwegians are gonna try to go in there to get Greenland or something? What the fuck? Yes, nobody wants the U.S. to get Greenland. Why? Because reasons, I guess. But you know what they say, might makes right. So are these people stronger than the U.S.? I guess we'll find out, right? Well, let's see. Yes, getting the Greenland thing would be a good thing for the U.S., but we need to get rid of fuckers like this. Yeah, a fucking king stealing money from America. Fun times, right, friends? It is so much bullshit. Why the fuck do people come here and steal our money? It's because we let them, because we're retarded. Just saying. Yes, us as a whole, I mean America in a whole thing, we need to stop doing bullshit. We need to put things that actually work and they're actually useful. Stop putting these stupid, retarded people, they don't fucking do anything useful. Yes, put stuff that actually works. Yes, friends, like the Disneyland chick, I mean fucking Snow White chick. Yeah, that you put a wetback chick and she's fucking uglier than sin. Yes, why don't you put a sexy Latina? We do have them, you know? Not the fucking dog-faced women that fucking come from the mountain. God damn it. Yeah, I'll put a white chick like it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be Snow White. The word is white. White, damn it. So put a white bitch to be Snow White, not some weird fucking Mexican or a nigger or a fucking Jew or some bullshit. Make her be white. Preferably a German chick, because isn't this originally from Germany or some shit? So, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm stupid, but let's continue. Yeah, but look at this speech right here where Donald Trump is actually telling the World Economic Forum to go suck a dick. That we're not doing your fucking globalist bullshit agenda and go fuck your mother. I bet they do anyways, but let's see what Big D says, right?
To embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. They are the heirs of yesterday.
Cool, so you're giving up some M. Bison fucking vibes. Yes, friends, so you're gonna become fucking Shadowlow? Yes, M. Bison. That's who I wanted to be once upon a time, just to fuck people up. Yes, I should commission a fucking suit of M. Bison and then wear one of those George Floyd masks. That'd be so fucking funny. Me wearing this and then the M. Bison suit. I'll do that when I become a little bit more famous, but not before, because then that'll be weird. Anyways, let's continue.
Today's foolish fortune tellers, and I have them, and you have them, and we all have them. And they want to see us do badly, but we don't let that happen. They predicted an overpopulation crisis in the 1960s.
Yeah, Al Gore is one of those assholes. He does that shit all the fucking time. I wonder why. Fucking piece of shit, in my opinion, but what do I know? I'm retarded. Anyways, let's continue.
Starvation in the 70s and an end of oil in the 1990s. These alarmists always demand the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives.
Yes, because you have these stupid fucking retards thinking they know more than you. Yes, friends, I was going to put some Israel bullshit right here, but I think this fucking lady fucking proves my point also. Yes, friends, don't put these people in positions of power. Yes, they say some beautiful things, but it's all lies. Once they go in there, they're going to fuck you in the ass. So do you like penis in your butthole? I know I don't, so let's continue.
We will never let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country.
Yes, you fat lump of shit. Isn't that kind of too late? We already got these motherfuckers inside our government in positions of power. Yes, guess who owns us? You already know, so why should I even fucking tell you about it? Yeah, this has been going on since Donald Trump's grandpa's fucking time. Yeah, didn't his uncle go raid Nikola Tesla's apartment when he died and he stole like 20 briefcases or suitcases or some big ass fucking boxes full of all his research? And Donald Trump gets all this money now? So, huh. Yeah, supposedly he has a time machine. And there's a book about Baron Trump. Supposedly went to, I think, the 18th century and some bullshit. It's called Baron Trump's Fantastical Voyage or Journey or some bullshit like that. But anyways, that's some weirdo bullshit conspiracy stuff. So, let's continue.
Eradicate our liberty. America will always be the proud, strong, an unyielding bastion of freedom.
That's what you're saying right now, but America's starting to look like Europe. Yeah, you want these tall heads in your fucking house or Muslims or some fucking dumbass fucking negroids in your fucking country? I know I don't. Just saying. Yes, friends, it looks like we're going to a fascist future. Yes, everybody's gonna tighten up their fucking ships. Yes, because the multipolar world is here. And now everybody's saying fuck the world and it's all about the individual. Which it should be, right? We shouldn't let these fucking Goombas do whatever the fuck they want. Yes, and we should have Greenland to ourselves. Look at the stuff that they listen to. So, so beautiful. Yes, this racism is fucking awesome. So yes, let them become Americans. Why not? If we let other fucking retards become American, why not these people, right? Just saying. Yes, friends, but then we got these cocksuckers. They're not happy until the whole world turns into shit. Yes, friends, it's so fucking stupid and pathetic. Yes, we need to start protecting ourselves and fuck everyone else. You can't save everybody, so you should save your own people. Why not? Right? It's just in-group preference. I'm not saying that you shouldn't fucking help other people, but there's some people you can't fucking help. They're just beyond help, so don't do it, friends. So just get ready for the hard times, because we're gonna need all the swinging dicks to repopulate. So take care of yourself, friends, and survive. Well, goodbye, friends.
My grandpa was a racist, and when I was 17 years old, my mom told him that he'd better get over it because his granddaughter was likely going to marry a black person. My grandfather disowned me. He did not speak to me again until the day that he died, when he fell asleep in his pool chair, dropped a cigarette onto the chair, and he burned alive at 92 years old. But he forgot to write me out of the will, and I got $5,000. Here is to breaking generational curses and fuck racism.